Don't look back because the market is closed. Hello, everyone. Good Friday afternoon. This is Kip Herridge with your daily VRA Investing System podcast. We tell you quickly what happened in the markets today. More importantly, we tell you what the VRA Investing System telling us about what's going to happen going forward. Just a quick reminder, the VRA Investing System, which is something I've developed over my 33 years in the business, is made up of 12 proprietary fundamental and technical screens. We look at everything from GDP, tax receipts, housing, Federal Reserve policy, corporate revenues and earnings, valuations, PE multiples, sentiment, consumer sentiment, market internals, insider transactions, mergers and acquisitions, and then we also have the technicals that we look at, moving averages, all the internals of the technicals, the MACD, RSI, money flow, stochastics, volume analysis, market leadership. These are most of what make up our 12 proprietary screens, 70% fundamental, 30% technical. And what they do more than anything is keep us on the right side of the market. That's why we've been bullish for so long, because basically, the VRA system, we had no choice but to be bullish. So once we break that down and we know what the broad market's going to do, then we do individual sector analysis to find out where the best place to have our money is for the next 3, 6, 9, and 12 months. And, of course, then we also have in the VRA system, we have our individual stocks that we own, and we like to buy high return candidates, small cap growth stock, story stocks that can give us anywhere from at least 100% profits to more than 1,000% profits. And that kind of makes up the VRA system. We use leveraged ETFs with that as well for our broad market positions, because if you're going to be on the right side of the market, wouldn't you want to make as much money as possible on the right side of the market? And it doesn't matter to us whether or not we're bullish or bearish, whether the market is going up or going down. Just being on the right side of the market, having your money in the right place, we don't get them all right. Nobody does. We're not God. Nobody is. But you know what? We're pretty good. We hit about 80% of all our selections. We've put up 2,400% plus in net profits since the beginning of 2014. And we've beaten the S&P 500 14 of 15 years. So that's, for you new listeners, that's kind of a little bit of the VRA investing system and how we operate. We do have a 2 free week offer now to see if the VRA is a good fit for you at VRAinsider.com. Let's get to it today. Kind of an ugly day today in the markets, but we started the day with some very good news. Second quarter GDP came in at 4.1%, just a little bit below consensus estimates. Still, the best quarterly GDP growth since the third quarter of 2014. As I read through the report, a couple of things stood out. Exports are rebounding quickly. Exports added 1.06% to the GDP in the second quarter. It's the highest since 2013. And we also saw that non-residential business investment, really important. This is tax reform money going into buying stuff, okay? It grew by a big 7.3%. That contributed a lot to this second quarter GDP, but I believe it also bodes well for third quarter GDP. And if you heard Trump this morning talking about second quarter GDP, you saw that in everything he said. This is only the beginning. This is not a one-off. This is going to be sustainable, and I believe that to be the case. I wanted 5%. I believe 5% was possible. But again, the last thing you want to see is the third quarter coming weak because the second quarter was so strong. So the current estimate for third quarter GDP, I believe, is far too low, currently at 3.1%. I believe it'll be much higher than that. We still believe for the full year we will do 3.5% this year, full year GDP. Next year, well over 4%. So very, very bullish. Nothing about this not to like. The market sold off on news because that's what the market does. Fridays in the summer are very unpredictable. I have a policy. I don't buy on Fridays. I don't sell on Mondays. And that's steeped in just long-term historical investing fact of the markets. But especially Friday summers can be very weird. And I think we saw that today. Dow Jones had been down as much as 150 points, closed down just 76, down 0.30% at 25,451. The biggest loser today was Russell 2000, which had been our leader. It closed down 1.89%, down a big 32 points, 1663. We believe that's short-lived. NASDAQ down another 114 points today after 80-point loss yesterday. That's a big loss of 1.46%. NASDAQ closed today at 7,737. And S&P 500 was down about 0.6% at or 18 points at 2,818. So the market did not collapse today. And I think that tells us all we need to know. These are the dips still have to be bought. You pick your spots, you find your favorite companies, you buy them when you're cheap, when they're cheap, and you do that as part of a dollar cost averaging program. You do it monthly, and you're in good shape at the end of the year. Some important stats to get to today. We're looking at about right now close to 300 of the 500 S&P 500 companies have reported. I don't have the complete numbers through today, but I can tell you through yesterday, the numbers are stunning. 86% of all companies reporting have beat their estimates. And check this out, the average growth rate, the earnings per share growth rate, is coming in at better than 27%. 25% was Q1. So this is just nothing short of sensational. And to all the perma bears, and you know who you are, there's a lot of them out there that were saying, oh, Q1 earnings are great, but that'll be it. That'll be peak earnings. Well, surprise, surprise, the perma bears are proven wrong again. If they invest the way that they speak and the way they write, they cannot have any money. They just must be constantly broke because they're just wrong, wrong, wrong. They've certainly been wrong since Trump got elected. We've had the flip side of that coin. So we're looking for a great close to Q2. Could be better than Q1, which will get people talking then about maybe what's going to happen in Q3 and Q4. Because if Q1 and Q2 are good, especially the second quarter going through the summer months, which is typically when the stock market sells off, you just imagine what Q3 and Q4 are going to do. So looking for fireworks into year-end, but a little bit overbought. People getting a little too optimistic. It's common to have sell-offs in these kind of environments. We don't think it's anything to worry about. So all statistics today, and I'll leave you with this. We'll keep it short today. By the way, the internals today were not pretty, but they weren't ugly either. Even the NASDAQ was decent, even though it was close to 3-1 negative on advanced decline. New highs, new lows were just barely negative. So this is, this is Facebook getting ripped. This is Twitter getting ripped, and some selling on the news. Again, some selling on the GDP number, but again, nothing that we see here so far, at least, that we need to be concerned with. I'll leave you with this final stat, and this is amazingly interesting to me. If you like repeating patterns, and if you like investing based on statistics, check this out. Since 1954, there have been 15 times where the S&P 500 has been positive in every month of the second quarter and July. So April, May, June, July. Now, we're not quite there yet, but the S&P 500 would have to pretty much collapse by end of the month, which is Tuesday, to not be positive. So we'll knock on wood there. But should the S&P 500 close the month of July positive, as it did April, May, and June, it will mark the 15th time that's happened since 1954. Here's what happened going forward. Over the next 6, 9, and 12-month periods, the market was, in all 15 cases, was up 100% of the time. Now, that is a powerful pattern. The average return over that 6 to 9, 12-month period were gains of 11 to 14%. So, bodes very well. We want to see the S&P 500 close up as an end of close on Tuesday, end of the month. And then we can really talk about the statistic here. Folks, as always, thanks for joining us today. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday after the close. My name is Kip Herridge. You listen to the VRA Daily Investing System Podcast.